Have you ever had a time where you had produced some sort of resource or lesson plan or quiz and you had used it at even last year, last semester, and then now you can't find it? And unfortunately, you are running out of time, or you spend a ton of time trying to find that resource, but then end up having to remake it anyways because you can't find it. Today, we are going to be talking about how you can find your teaching materials that you've already made. Specifically, we're talking your digital resources that you've made, how you can save time by having some systems in place to make that faster. Welcome to the Secondary Teacher Podcast, the podcast for middle and high school teachers juggling multiple preps to get the strategies to reduce overwhelm so that you don't have to choose between being an effective teacher and prioritizing important relationships. I'm your host, Kristen Masick, a 10-year high school engineering teacher, former middle school assistant principal, and teacher coach. Every week, we will discuss strategies, systems, and time-saving tips to help you not only survive, but thrive as a multiple prep teacher. When I first started teaching, the cloud was new. I think we just didn't really trust the cloud, or at least I didn't. And so for my first 3 years of teaching, I had an external hard drive. It was one big hard drive that I carried around everywhere. And unfortunately, year three, I dropped it. And we did a bunch of research. We sent it to a place to see how much it would cost to recover. And all of my teaching resources and materials were on that single hard drive. Lost it all. And so then I didn't trust the cloud. Then I had a million USB drives and they didn't hold a lot. I had several of them. Anytime I needed to find a file, I would have to plug in all of these different USB drives and try to figure out where I had saved things. And then not only that, what I had saved them as. Now, I'm so glad that now we have the cloud because it makes things a lot easier. Sometimes I'm still a little bit skeptical about whether or not my files are going to be there forever. But so far, things have been there for a while. But now comes the problem of having the cloud and having so much space to save things that it still becomes difficult to search and find things. That is what we're specifically looking at today, is how can we make that efficient to save you time? I will say that a thing that I had tried in the past was to have a lot of folders. And while I still like folders, I've learned some things now, especially because I like to use Google Drive, that really save me a ton of time. In order to save the most amount of time, I want you to avoid getting rid of everything that you already have or spending a ton of time organizing what you already have. You're just going to start with a blank slate. If it makes you feel better, you can actually pull all the files that you have and you can put them in its own file saying old files and just have it in your Google Drive somewhere. The great thing is that when you're still searching and you're using that search bar, you're still going to be able to find your old files. Don't worry about them. You can archive them. They're still going to be there. You'll still have access to them, but you just don't have to see them every time that you log into your Google Drive or wherever you're saving things. The other thing that I've started doing as a habit, just so that I could feel like I was being more organized, is that each school year has its own folder. And anything that I create during that year, I just drop it in that folder. So instead of having everything all together, it's all in one place. Now, when it comes to years, depending on what you're using with Google Drive, it will organize it in order. What you can do in Google Drive is you can actually put an emoji, any emoji, at the front and it will pop it up to the front or to the top of your list so that you can always find the current year. So I'll put that emoji on there for the current year, and then after I'm done with that school year, I'll change it. You can spend a lot of time doing folders, but this is the method that I have found that has saved me the most amount of time. And it is when it comes to naming files. Because Google, specifically Google Drive, uses the same search that they use on the search engine, putting as much information in the title of that resource is going to make the biggest difference. 5 years ago, I would have named something like Unit 1 Quiz. Well, that tells me absolutely nothing. But if I am specific, I still could put the unit number, but more likely than not, I'm not searching that. I can't remember which unit unless I have kept everything exactly the same. But for the most part, what I'm looking for is an assessment that looks at maybe dimensioning. So I'm looking for the pre-assessment, the dimensioning pre-assessment. And I could have it as that, or I could even make it longer and more specific, knowing that I could use some other search terms to find that later on. So know that it will just be there for your reference and for your future of searching. And then I try to keep things very similar. If I'm doing pre-assessment, and that's what I'm going to be calling it, every time I make a pre-assessment, I call it pre-assessment and then have the information also in there. And you could abbreviate things if you want to, but really, if that's what I'm going to search for, put in what you're going to search for. The other thing to remember is that when you are using something like Google Drive and you're searching for the title, it will actually search for those words within the document or the form or the spreadsheet itself. So it will also pull up a bunch of different things. So the next tip is not so much in the naming, but it's also going to be in the searching. When you search, you can actually filter things. You can filter it so that you know that it's something that you made, or maybe it's something that somebody else made. You can also filter it looking for a certain file type. If you know that it's a doc versus a sheet, then you can change that. You can also filter looking at dates. You know that it was made before 2021. Or maybe you know that it was made in the last 2 years. You can really use those filtering options as your advantage. The other point that I want to make is when it comes to getting resources from someone else. When you get something from somebody else, normally it puts copy of at the beginning. Go ahead, make sure that you rename it according to however you've decided to name all of your resources. And then the other thing is if it doesn't make a copy automatically, if it is somebody else's, it's owned by somebody else, but you know that you're going to want access to that forever and always, then make copy. So you can go to file, make a copy, and then you can save it to wherever you want to. You can name it whatever you want to, and then you're not relying on accessing that other person's drive. As a recap, here are the simple steps to make your digital organization very quick and simple and save you time from here on out. The first is don't go back in time and organize everything you already have. Forget about it. You can still search it. The next is to come up with a naming system that you can use from here on out that is searchable, that has enough description in it that you can be able to find those things that you need to. The third one was coming up with a folder. If you do want folders, you have a school year folder, and within that you could have subfolders for each of the classes that you take or teach. Remember, you will still be able to search through everything. It just makes it look a little bit better. Then fourth, when you are receiving any information from somebody else, make copies of it. And then finally, make sure that when you are searching, you use the filtering option as much as possible if you are getting a bunch of things returned back to you on that search. If this episode was helpful to you, it could be for others. To help other teachers like you find this podcast, the best way is to leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, or you can give me a shout out on Instagram at Kristen Masick, KHRISTENMASSIC. Until next week.